And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:31, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, it's the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, one of our regulars, who we've not heard from for a month or so, say good morning to Lindsay Davis in Chester. Hi, Lindsay.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, but you're suffering from a bit of brain fog this morning.
Yeah, we'll see.
And why was that? Did you have a late night last night?
No, just tired, but I think last week, last time I got my best score, and then last week when I was playing along at home, I think it was Patricia's round.
Right.
I scored three, and that was playing at home.
Right, yeah. But as we always say, it's how the questions fall. Sometimes they're from decades that you're familiar with, others they're not. Now, if you could choose the questions, which clearly you can't, what decade would you like them to be from?
80s.
From the 80s, I'm looking down the list. Yeah, there are one or two, but there are more from the 90s, I think, this week. So.
Oh, no.
Fingers crossed you'll do all right.
I think I was still listening to the 80s and the 90s. I think I just zoned
out. Funny you should say that, because that was true of me as well. My knowledge of 90s music is nothing like as good as 80s music, because at the time, I was working on another radio station that only played oldies, so the 90s more or less passed me by. Right, okay, usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Which 60s female singer recorded Don't Sleep in the Subway?
Dusty Springfield.
What was the name of Vic Reeves' backing group?
The Wonder Stuff.
Which Beach Boys album included goats on the album cover?
Pass.
Dolores O'Riordan was the lead singer with which 90s band?
The Cranberries.
By what name is the singer Vincent Furnier better known?
Alice Cooper.
The lead singer of The Clash was Joe who?
Oh no, I've forgotten. Pass.
In which decade did The Faces have their first hit record?
60s.
The album Diva topped the charts in 1993 for which female singer?
Toni Braxton.
In which decade did the Smurfs have their first hit record?
70s.
And one more. Which song title links Scott Walker and Kool and the Gang? They've both recorded songs with the same name, although they're different songs.
Scott, Cherish?
You're going to go for Cherish there. Okay.
Oh, well, that was wrong band, I think. Anyway. Oh, no.
Well, I have to say, the one that particularly impressed me was Vincent Furnier. How the heck did you know that was Alice Cooper?
I don't know. It's fantastic. Somewhere in the back of my brain.
Well, there you go. It's amazing how bits of trivia like that stick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions answered. And you passed on two of those questions, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4 questions right.
No.
So, oh dear. They didn't
that's
your way, did they?
Yeah, that's definitely worse than my 12 out of 14.
It is, geez, but I'm just looking down them, and in the end, I don't think there were any from the 1980s. We had the 60s,
dear.
We had the 70s, and we had the 90s, but sadly, not the 80s.
Can I do round two instead?
That might be an idea. Play against yourself. Now, we've never done that before. We must do that 1 week, see if you can do better. Anyway, the first one, I suspect, is because it was well before your time, because I'm guessing you weren't around in the 60s, were you? You don't sound as
no.
if you were. Right. Don't Sleep in the Subway was a hit for, not for Dusty Springfield, that was a good answer, but it was actually Petula Clark.
Oh.
Right, the Beach Boys album, which includes Goats on the cover, another 60s one before your time, it was called Pet Sounds. And the lead,
you know what? I'll be honest, I've never heard of that.
No, you won't have done, but it's a good album, trust me. Right.
I'll have a listen.
Yeah, the lead singer of The Clash was Joe Strummer. I'm sure you might have heard of him.
Yeah.
Now, the next was an understandable mistake. In which decade did The Faces have their first hit? You said the 60s. Now, had I said The Small Faces, you would have been right. But it was The Faces with Rod 70s. Stewart. And that's 70s,
no.
Of course, yeah. The album Diva topped the charts in 1993 for Annie Lennox of the Eurythmics.
Oh, And I actually know that. I know that now.
Well, you won't forget that in a hurry. And the song title that links Scott Walker and Kool and the Gang, Cherish was a good guess, but it was actually one called Joanna.
Oh.
Right, okay.
They were tough today. I found them tough today.
I have to admit, they were tough, and there's a couple there that I wouldn't have got right. Probably the Vincent Fernier one for a start. Right, well, thanks for taking part. I know you'll be playing along at home when we do round two. It'll be interesting to hear how you get on with that round, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll have you back on the radio again real soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Derek.
Thanks, Lindsay. And you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Bang on 12:30 now. If you're listening an hour ago, you will have heard Lindsay Davis in Chester, who normally does very well on the quiz, but she had a bit of an off day. Well, to be fair, it wasn't that. It's just the questions didn't go her way. 4 out of 10 with 2 passes. Hoping to beat that score. Another one of our regular contestants who we've not heard from for a bit. We say good afternoon to Michelle Atkinson in Helsby.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, and we got your location right this time as well. Right, now, last time you were on the quiz, you said to us that you weren't feeling too well and you thought it was a bit of a cold, but it turned out to be a bit more serious than that, I gather.
Yeah, I ended up in hospital, after that, a couple of weeks after that, I came down with COVID, so I've been poorly for quite a few weeks.
Oh, dear, but you're feeling better now.
Yeah, I'm on the upturn now, so.
Good, good. And was that your first encounter with COVID, or have you had it before?
I had it Christmas last year, just after Christmas, but that was more of a sniffle and blink and missed it. So
it's one of those things that's not gone away. It's going to be with us forever now, isn't it? Like flu, I suspect.
Yeah, I did just have my flu and COVID boosters, actually, about 3 weeks before.
Oh, that's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I'd have had it a lot worse otherwise.
Right. And I don't think you were listening, were you, at 10:30 when Lindsay was on? Or 11:30, I should say.
No, I've only just got up because that's one of the things with this COVID. I'm very tired a lot.
Yes, that's something you hear as well, isn't it? And that's something that can last long after all the other symptoms have disappeared.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, well, keep on getting better, and hopefully it's not going to affect your performance on the quiz this afternoon.
Fingers crossed.
Right, indeed. Usual reminder, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. If you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Complete the title of this 50s group, Bill Haley and...
The Comets.
Whose debut album in the 80s was called No Parley.
Paul Young.
In which country were Boney M based?
Jamaica.
In which decade was Dolly Parton born?
1950s.
Which Beatle had a hit with Got My Mind Set on You?
George Harrison.
Which singer was a member of both Bucks Fizz and Coco?
Ooh, pass.
In which country was Naina Cherry born?
Nigeria.
Who sang All Out of Love in 1980?
Oh, I can actually picture this on pass.
Who did Kate Bush duet with on Don't Give Up?
Pass.
And we'll give you one more. In which decade was Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons born?
1930s,
you're going to go for on that one. Right, some tricky questions again there, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions answered. So exactly the same number that Lindsay answered. You passed on 3 of them, whereas Lindsay passed on 2. Now, this is the important bit. Who's got the higher score? Let's see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4 questions right, so a tie.
Oh.
But because Lindsay only passed on 2 and you passed on 3, that means she's this week's winner.
Oh. Well done, Lindsay.
Yeah, well done indeed. Well done to both of you, actually, because there were some tricky questions there.
Did keep breaking up, actually, on some of the questions, so I missed some of the part of the question.
That doesn't help as well. Yeah, you can never rely on those. Right, let's go through them. In which country were Boney M based? They were from Germany as a group. In which decade was Dolly Parton born? I think you said the 50s.
But yeah, I did.
She's actually older than you think. 1940s, yeah. The singer who was a member of Bucks Fizz and Coco was Cheryl Baker. Coco, I think, were one of those groups that did Eurovision many years ago. The country that Naina Cherry was from, now I would have got this one wrong, is actually Sweden. And All Out of Love, big hit in 1980 for, I think they were an Australian group called Air Supply.
Yeah.
And Kate Bush duetted with Peter Gabriel on Don't Give Up. Good song.
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, it was a close run thing, but thanks for taking part today, and keep on getting better and take lots of rest as much as you can. And we'll have you back on the quiz probably at the start of 2023.
Oh, gosh, that seems a while away, yeah.
Doesn't it just? But it's not. It's only round the corner.
I know.
Have you done all your Christmas shopping then, or not?
Thanks a lot.
Okay, then. Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now. Bye.